WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM, 8 a.m. on Thursday morning. It is our flash sale at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local and save big. You can get half off a $25 certificate to the Rail Street Bistro and Speakeasy for the next 30 minutes, only $12.50. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local and save big.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says a last-minute snag with Hamas is holding up the ceasefire deal agreed upon this week. He accuses Hamas of reneging on it. ABC's Ian Paddle in Tel Aviv says when it does go through.
The deal in three phases. The first set to begin this Sunday, lasting 42 days and including the release of 33 hostages, starting with women, children and the elderly. It's expected to include two of the seven Americans captured and believed to still be alive. In exchange for the hostages, hundreds of Palestinian prisoners will also be freed. Israeli forces will pull back and more desperately needed aid will flow into Gaza.
The clock continues ticking for TikTok, the popular app, on the cusp of being banned in the U.S. over national security concerns. President Biden delivering his final address to the nation last night from the Oval Office. President-elect Donald Trump to be inaugurated for the second time on Monday. Most of his cabinet picks appear headed for confirmation. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayland. Former Wisconsin Congressman Sean Duffy was in Washington, D.C. Wednesday for his confirmation hearing as President-elect Donald Trump's pick to be Secretary of Transportation. Duffy says Trump is a builder and wants to invest in rebuilding the country's infrastructure. The Leinenkugel brothers want to buy back the Chippewa Falls Brewery, but Molson Coors declined the first step of a proposal by Jack and Dick Leinenkugel to buy the brewery. Molson Coors announced last November it's closing the brewery and moving its production to Milwaukee. And all this cold weather has been great for ice fishing in the Northwoods. Ice fishing experts are telling WJFW-TV in Rhinelander the conditions have been perfect to get thick, clear ice across the area's lakes. Reports say there's about 12 to 16 inches of ice on many lakes in the Northwoods. Ted Ayland, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly cloudy today, our high in the low 30s this afternoon. Tonight will drop to 20. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 30s to near 40. Hang on, after that, we're talking brutal cold through the last half of the weekend into early next week. You want the best barbecue in the neighborhood? It's Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. That's how you do it. It's made in small batches. The stuff is amazing. GrandpasBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
99.7.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:03 on Thursday morning. 27 minutes left to get our big deal. It's a flash sale over at Max FM, bigdeals.com. We have half off a $25 certificate to the Relish Tray Bistro and Speakeasy. Our flash sale is only till 8:30 this morning. That $25 certificate is just $12.50 at MaxFMBigDeals.com. No code required, but you must check out before 8:30 a.m. this morning. Here is Kelly Clarkson on Max FM.
Hear me say it's how I picture me with you. That's all you ever.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. 8:07 on Thursday morning is our flash sale. MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local and save big. You have 23 minutes to get half off a $25 certificate to the Rail's Trade Bistro and Speakeasy. No code required. You must check out before 8:30 this morning to get half off that $25 certificate. MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local and save big. And that flash sale lasts only 23 minutes more over at MaxFMBigDeals.com for $25 certificate to Rail's Trade Bistro and Speakeasy. Half off for 22 more minutes. Here's Twisted Sister on Max FM. We're not going to take it. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 8:11. And Emily, we have some exciting things happening here this morning.
Yes, we have some exciting things happening this morning. We have a flash sale for big deals of the day happening this morning. First time ever on a Thursday, or just really first time ever.
Yes, it's the first time ever. And Emily, they need to go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com. What is our flash sale that goes on for 19 more minutes?
So the flash sale that goes on for 19 more minutes, again, this is the first time ever. So I want to share with you guys that what happens is, well, we're in it right now, 30 minutes, only from this morning, 8 o'clock to 8:30. There is a downtown business that is going to be running a crazy deal, like 50% off right now if you go onto bigdeals.com. Right, Dave?
Yes, so you got to go to maxfmbigdeals.com, and it's a $25 certificate that is half off until 8:30 this morning, and you can go over and get that. No code required. The caveat, though, you have to do that by 8:30 this morning. There's no code required, and the Rouse Street Bistro and Speakeasy is in downtown Baraboo, and they're going to be participating in Restaurant Week as well. So this is an opportunity to get a great deal, participate in Restaurant Week, and go to the Rouse Street Bistro and Speakeasy. Amber has amazing food over there. If you've never been over there, they offer amazing small batch homemade recipes from soups, salads, tacos, burgers, fish, stunning desserts, and I can tell you, I've been there. The food is fantastic. You can stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and oh my goodness, it is such great food.
Absolutely. So yeah, check that out. How cool, a Restaurant Week too. So that's really exciting about the fact that this restaurant, Relish Tray, located downtown, which does a beautiful full menu of all kinds of things and has a really cool space inside to sit in as well as pick up and carry out, that they are part of Baraboo's first Restaurant Week. So that features a lot of really amazing restaurants and what they do. So definitely check that out. Go to Big Deals, maxfmbigdeals.com. Go ahead and find your $25 gift certificate. Get that for half off this morning, only for another 7 minutes, folks. 7 minutes.
No. 17 minutes, Emily.
Oh, 17 minutes.
That's okay. I had to get the calculator out as well.
I was trying to block a cough, so I was not.
Yeah.
Well. I just got a little tickle in my throat, so watch out.
Oh, no.
Anywho,
and that happens.
17 minutes.
Yes, 17 minutes while we're down to 16 minutes for our flash show, maxfmbigdeals.com. We'll mention it again momentarily as well, but that's a great deal. $25 certificate to the Rouse Tray Bistro and Speakeasy. It is going to be $12.50 until 8:30 this morning. You must check out before 8:30 this morning to take advantage of that offer. Our first flash sale ever. This is something new that we're doing, and Emily and I will talk about those on occasion. We're going to just pop these up at random. So that's kind of how we roll. And, you know, speaking of rolling, we've got to talk about this odd injury that happened. And we did not get any takers on the text line because, you know, I get it. Some of these are embarrassing, but this one's unbelievable. It's really great when it's really great when companies let their employees wear things like nose piercings for self-expression. Or, of course, they can lead to self-embarrassment if you're not careful.
What? Dave can't stop laughing. I'll just take it from here. Thanks for the cue. A woman in Indonesia is going viral after she got her nose ring stuck in the back of an office chair. She was joking around, sticking her nose in the holes of the back when the piercing got caught on the mesh of the chair. No one could free it, so they called for help. The woman and the attached chair were taken in the back of a van to a local fire department where they were able to cut her free. So on this site, there is a video of the entire rescue mission, and that's why Dave can't talk and all he can do is laugh. And right, they had some fun with it. She seemed scared during the ride back in the back of the van with the chair, but then she rides the attached wheelie chair up to the firefighters.
So yeah, they were.
She rode
this
on
is
the
crazy.
Chair that she was attached to.
Yes. So I watched the video multiple times. So she's on the wheelie chair. It's an office chair. And she stuck her nose up to the back of it, got caught in the mesh with the nose ring. And so she was stuck. She was also barefoot. I want to mention that. So then they wheel her out of the office and they all lift her up into a van, drive her to the local fire department, wheel her out. The fire department helps. And so they pretend they're going to use a chainsaw to free her. But ultimately, they just use basically some side cutters to cut her free from the mesh. Now, what's unclear is if she's going to have to pay for the damaged chair or if they figured out how to remove their ring in the event that she continues sticking her nose into things that she shouldn't.
Oh, my goodness. That gives me the willies just because that is close to your face to have something sharp come at you to cut you loose from something. My goodness, this just goes to show you shouldn't be goofing around with your face and you shouldn't be goofing around trying to, like, mess around with things that are attached to your face. I mean, I'm not going to call anybody any names on this show because we're all about joy and kindness, but that seems really silly. And that's
it
what
does.
Led to this story in the first place was silly injuries. And I segue very momentarily to a silly injury that I know of somebody who got themselves a black eye goofing around and later that week went to a brunch with a group of maybe 12 friends stood up and very animatedly told the story of how they got the black eye goofing around, did the exact physical motion of the goofing around, and smacked their other eye on a chair and gave themselves another black eye. True story. Two black eyes, 1 week, all kinds of people at the table clapped and cheered and couldn't believe how goofy and silly this individual was. So keep your face away from large objects, especially if you're flinging your face around telling a story or have a nose ring or some other piercing attached to your face that could get stuck on things. All righty then. We have a lot of lessons that we learned from these stories today. Thank you very much. And more of that good news brought to you by The Morning Show and Dave and Emily at 99.7 Max FM.
There yes, and, go, folks. And this will not get you a silly injury. Shop local and say big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. It is our first flash sale ever. You can get half off a $25 certificate to the Rouse Trade Bistro and Speakeasy for the next 12 minutes only. That $25 certificate is just $12.50 at MaxFMBigDeals.com. No code required. You must check out before 8:30 this morning. So 12 more minutes to get half off at the Rouse Trade Bistro and Speakeasy. And again, if you've not been over there, you need to get this certificate and go try it out. You can also participate in Restaurant Week as part of Downtown Baraboo as well, Emily. Just such amazing food.
Oh, yes. Good stuff. I've had some lunch over there before, and everyone that I was sitting with was, you know, a lot of times you go to a restaurant, and I mean, restaurant's hard work. I'm not saying anything about anything, but, you know, it's hard to find a meal where you have a big group of people and everybody is thrilled about their food. So, like, in the instance of dining at the bistro, it was everyone was super happy with their lunch and kind of kept talking about it over and over again. So, if that says anything about it, go ahead and get that deal right now, because it definitely it will be worth your while and worth your money. And the money is in half right now for another 12 minutes. Look at me with the math. I got it.
Yes, exactly. And we are going to preview something else that's happening at the Rouse Trade Bistro and Speakeasy. We are going to be doing Coffee with Dave. And I'm going to pick a day of the week. I'm going to go over there and I'm just going to have a cup of coffee with any of our listeners that want to stop by. And so I'm going to preview that right now, just give you a little hint about that. We're going to do this next week. We're working on finalizing all the details on this, but I'll be over there about 10 o'clock in the morning and I'm going to enjoy some great coffee, some great food, and we're going to invite our listeners over to join us for that event. So that is going to be fun. We'll provide more details about that next week, but we don't want you to miss out on this flash sale. Again, go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com, half off a $25 certificate to the Rouse Trade Bistro and Speakeasy. It is $12.50 for the next 10 minutes, Emily.
Aw, that's so nice of that Coffee with Dave. I love that. I think everybody should just probably grab that opportunity while they're grabbing this super good deal for the Relish Tray on Big Deal or Max FM Big Deals of the Day, because, you know, that's kind of a twofer. I would say that's a good one.
Yes, so that's another reason to go get that certificate, so you can join me for coffee, and we're going to have a lot of fun with that. We'll preview more of that. Emily, you're going to be back with me at 8:40 this morning as we celebrate calendar days.
It sounds like a good plan, Dave.
You're looking forward to it. The Morning Show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Happy hour at Lake City Social in Wisconsin Dells means half-price beer, wine, and cocktails. Order your favorite beverage at this delicious discount at the bar or lounge only Monday through Friday, 2 to 6 p.m. and all day Sunday. Lake City Social is the place for tasty appetizers like stuffed mushrooms, cheese curds, and their signature duck bacon rangoons. Save $3 on every appetizer during happy hour at the bar or lounge. Lake City Social. Be social. Eat local. LakeCitySocialWI.com.
Stop. Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at DonLarson.com and DonLarsonFord.com.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling, let us help you reach new heights.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:22 on Thursday morning. Shop local and say big at Max FM, bigdeals.com. It is our flash sale, another basically 7 minutes to go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com. You can get half off a $25 certificate to the Relish Trade Bistro and Speakeasy, $12.50 for the $25 certificate until 8:30 this morning. No code required. You must check out before 8:30 this morning to take advantage of that offer. You know, you can't get a better deal than that, and it's great food right here in downtown Baraboo. A great kickoff to restaurant week as well. Again, half off $25 certificate to Rail Street Bistro and Speakeasy until 8:30 this morning. Here's Genesis on Max FM. Max, Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:26 on Thursday morning. You have 3 minutes left to take advantage of our flash sale at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local and save big. You can get half off a $25 certificate to the Relish Tray Bistro and Speakeasy in downtown Baraboo. That $25 certificate is just $12.50 until 8:30 this morning. No code required at MaxFMBigDeals.com. You have 3 minutes left to get that in your cart. Get it checked out. Half off that $25 certificate to the Relish Tray Bistro and Speakeasy at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local and save big. That flash sale lasts 3 more minutes. Here is Boston, More Than a Feeling on Max FM. '90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. If you missed it, the flash sale is unfortunately over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. We will do another one soon. You always need to be listening. These will be a half hour long. We will pick a random certificate, and it will be 50% off for only 30 minutes. We'll announce another one next week. But yes, it is, you know, what a great deal. And downtown Baraboo is going to kick off Restaurant Week this coming Saturday, January 18th. That goes on for a week. week. Try out many of our local restaurants. Some of them will be having specials. Go in and grab a passport from one of those establishments and check off everyone on your list. A chance to dine out, have some great food. I am excited about this, if you can't tell. Anytime you involve food, it is something that just is so exciting. You know, we also have some other things going on in the area. It is the 7th annual Ryan Selge 8-pin Tap Memorial Tournament. This is on Saturday, February 22nd. There'll be two bowling shifts, 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. The cost is only $25 per person. This will be held at Thunderbird Lanes. Proceeds will benefit Baraboo Community Scholarship Corporation, bucket raffles, and door prizes throughout the day. If you'd like more information about the 7th annual Ryan Selge 8-pin Tab Memorial, you can call Chris at 608-434-2741. The Morning Show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
Are you ready to build a great career with great people this year? Explore opportunities at Teal Plastics, where they make products matter and make lives better. Teal is hosting a job fair on Tuesday, January 16th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturday, January 18th from 9 a.m. to noon at 1060 Teal Court in Baraboo. Teal offers competitive wages starting at up to $22.90 per hour. For more information or to apply online, visit their website, teal.com. That's T-E-E-L.com. See you at the job fair. Teal is an equal opportunity employer.
We are going out tonight.
But I just put my comfy pants on. What are we celebrating?
I just bundled our home and auto insurance with a State Farm agent and saved us money.
Oh, nice. Can we just order in now?
Are you serious? We just bundled. And our agent helped me personalize our coverage.
But what about my slipper and sweatpants bundle?
Oh, fine.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
My toddler got into my cleaning supplies.
I might have taken too much medication. Do I need to go to the hospital?
When poison happens, Poison Help is here. We're the free 24/7 hotline that answers your poison questions. With expert advice from local professionals, available at no charge in over 100 languages, make the right call in a poison emergency. Call Poison Help, 1-800-222-1222, or visit poisonhelp.hrsa.gov.
The Bucks blew out the Orlando Magic 122-93 on Wednesday night at Fiserv Forum. I'm Bill Scott with sports. It gives them 5 wins in the last 6 games and victories in back-to-back nights. Damian Lillard poured in 30, Giannis Antetokounmpo 26 points and 11 rebounds. Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley will interview with the New York Jets for their head coaching vacancy. Hafley took over the Packers defense after 4 years as head coach at Boston College. He took a defense that finished 17th in Joe Barry's last season and improved to 5th this past year. Former Packers coach Mike McCarthy also interviewed for the Bears head coaching vacancy yesterday. He and the Cowboys parted ways earlier this week. Former Badger running back Monte Ball will be inducted into the 2025 class of the College Football Hall of Fame, becoming the 13th Badger player to receive the honor. He helped the Badgers to 3 straight Rose Bowl games and won the Doak Walker Award as the nation's top running back in 2012. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy-duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly cloudy today, our high in the low 30s this afternoon. Tonight we'll drop to 20. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 30s to near 40. Hang on, after that, we're talking brutal cold through the last half of the weekend into early next week. You want the best barbecue in the neighborhood? It's Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. That's how you do it. It's made in small batches. The stuff is amazing. Grandpa'sBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29.
99.7.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:35 on Thursday morning. Here's Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers on Max FM.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. 8:42 on Thursday, January 16th. Emily, it's time for calendar days.
It is time for calendar days. I love calendar days. They're so funny. We have such a good time with them. I mean,
we do.
There's goofy stuff on there. There's fun stuff on there. There's stuff about, you know, things you didn't realize, so you can kind of give it some thought throughout the day. I just appreciate it. And they kind of come up throughout the rest of my days. Sometimes they just kind of coincidentally something happens and I'm like, oh, makes sense for calendar days. So I like it. It's a good thing. I'm going to say the first one I like is National Nothing Day, January 16th. Celebrate National Nothing Day. If you're doing nothing, aren't you doing something with nothing as the thing you're doing? I say yes. National Nothing Day. That's one of my favorites all time.
It is. Nice on National Without a Scalpel Day. Join us as we celebrate one of the most remarkable medical innovations. So, yes, scalpels are so very important, you know. So, you know, it's just with the National Without a Scalpel Day, it's like, no, it is with a scalpel.
Okay, the next one that I see on the list that I appreciate is Appreciated Dragon Day. Get ready for some exhilaration as we celebrate one of man's greatest imaginative creatures. Now, that is a point of opinion. I don't know. If you're out there and you're a dragon believer, I'm with you, man. I mean, where do you think all these stories came from? People's brains? Yeah. I don't think so. They saw some weird stuff. Maybe it was dinosaurs. Who knows? Anyways, celebrate the thoughts of dragon, myth or not. There's some beautiful sculptures out there. There's obviously tons of stories, games, things like that that you can think about dragons today. Also, we have Publisher's Day. Come along. Let's celebrate industrious people who make books available to us all. Books are definitely a privilege. There are some societies that don't allow all the books we get to have, so we should be appreciative of that. I know you can get books digitally any way you like them. I like to listen to books, all the things. Just get a book, read a book. It's good for you.
It is. I love reading, and so I can appreciate that. And I got some books for Christmas. I can't wait to sit down and read those. It's international. International Hot and Spicy Food Day. On this day, we get to consume some delicious yet super spicy dishes. So there you go. Also,
I'm a fan of the hot and spicy. It's in the family. We know that.
Yes, we do. It's also National Boston Day. Bring your party glasses and cakes as we celebrate this day with the name Boston. And
I think that's fun.
Yeah, and I think you might appreciate this one is National Good Team Day.
Oh, yeah. National Good Teen Day. So if you're out there and you have teenagers, get ready to celebrate teens who make an effort to be responsible members of society. You know, I think teens get a bad rap. Like,
they do.
Whatever. It's a tough time in your life. You know, adolescence and teenage times, it's really hard. So I think best things about teens, if they get a nice solid group of friends that are supportive to them. And this picture that they gave us is lovely. It's a bunch of teens hanging around with their arms around each other's shoulders and just obviously enjoying each other. So I am lucky in that my kids both have really nice groups of friends to support each other. So that's the best part of being a teenager is having your solid crew. So celebrate your good teens day. That's super awesome. Prohibition Remembrance Day. That's completely opposite of what we were just talking about for the good
yes,
teens.
Yes, it is.
Prepare to observe a day that reminds us of the need to stay clear-headed. So that's a good one. Those people out in the world that are doing dry January, that is something good for them as well.
Here's my favorite of them all, and I'm in my one of my chat things getting ready to harass the boss. So anybody that knows me and knows that I do occasionally pick on the boss, yes, this does happen. Happened to see him yesterday. We worked together for a good part of the day yesterday. Corey Hartman, I know you're probably not listening right now, and if you are, I'm probably gonna be in trouble later. But hey, buddy, it's your day today. It's National Fig Newton Day. He loves Fig Newtons.
Really? Okay. Now I know what to drop off up at the office. Fig Newton. That's a love it or leave it kind of situation. When I was a kid, I was given Fig Newtons a lot, and I was like, this is not a cookie. Like, why are you giving me this?
No.
As an adult, you know, I've leaned in a little bit more, but still not my favorite quote-unquote cookie. But Corey, happy Fig Newton Day to you. I guess you know what you're going to be getting for all the presents for me moving forward.
Yeah, and he sometimes calls it Fruit Newton, so I just don't know if he's not admitting the Fig Newton part of it. But I, you know, it's one that Maddie used to pick on it for. I pick on it for it. I can't pass it up. I saw the picture. I literally took a screenshot of that picture, sent it to him just now. And so, yeah, he's probably going to kill me sooner than later.
That's all right. He'll have fun trying. Let's just put it that way. So National Fig Newton Day, everybody. Have yourself a Fig Newton while you celebrate your teens. Go read a book about dragons and have some spicy lunch. Look at that. Tie in all
yes.
day. Yes. It's
going to be a beautiful day out there as well. Get out and enjoy the weather the next couple of days because, as you heard Sean Cable mention a few minutes ago, it is going to cool down. So today and tomorrow are really going to be the nicest days to be out and about. If there's things you want to do outdoors, definitely do them. When we're looking at highs below zero on Monday, it's going to be a little chilly. We want everyone to know about it. We don't want everyone freaking out about it. We're not trying to scare anyone. We just want you to know we're going to see that coolness come in on Monday for sure. Starts really Sunday, comes in. We're talking a high of 2 below zero on Monday, lows around 12 below zero. So make sure you're prepared for that. You have a little bit of time and, you know, part of living in Wisconsin, you know, but just look on the bright side. It's staying light out longer. It's going to warm up soon. So I'm looking forward to that. And if you're an ice person that likes to go ice fishing or take advantage of the wonderful ice skating pond over at Langer Park, this weather is perfect for all those things.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's looking nice outside. The sun's shining, and, you know, we've got, what, 20-something degree temperatures out there?
It's almost 30 degrees out there. I just went out there, and I'm like, wow, it's almost warm enough to wear shorts. I'm not wearing shorts today. Oh, I am going to be doing some things for work this morning, and I don't want them looking at me like I'm weird. So.
I hope there's a calendar days for National Shorts in the Winter Day, because that's your day, Dave. Just saying. That's your day. On
yes,
that note, everyone out there listening, thank you so much for listening and being fans of The Morning Show with Dave and Emily. We sure appreciate you. And yeah, get outside. It's going to feel balmy for y'all outside today. So enjoy that sunshine and enjoy your day. And we will be back with you in the morning tomorrow.
Looking forward to it, Emily. The Morning Show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has again been selected as one of the best places to work by Modern Healthcare. This is Bob Van Matren, President and CEO. I'm proud to announce that Reedsburg Area Medical Center has received this prestigious national honor for the fourth time. This is a testament to the remarkable people who tirelessly work each and every day providing exceptional care and service. I'm thankful to every team member who contributes to the culture, which truly makes RAMC one of the best places to work. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Hi, this is John from the Habitat for Humanity Restore. You won't believe the variety of items we have with all your household and remodeling needs. Lawn and garden supplies, tools, appliances, home decor, furniture, everything you need for your kitchen, building materials, lighting, electrical, plumbing, and more. Before you head to the big box store, try the Restore. Best of all, every purchase and donation helps support our local community. Shop, donate, volunteer at the Habitat for Humanity Restore in Baraboo and Portage.
Water Street Social Club, one of the area's newest eatery, features craveable appetizers, delicious pasta, pizzas, salads, smash burgers, and so much more. Enjoy your favorite cocktail while munching on a Bavarian pretzel, some delicious roasted Brussels sprouts with bourbon bacon jam, or their famous Water Street deviled eggs. Join them now and plan for next month when you can order from a special menu to share with your special someone on Valentine's Day. Dive into Water Street Social Club at 550 Water Street in Prairie du Sac today.
Imagine walking into your home or office and everything is perfectly in place, calm, organized, and stress-free. How sweet would that be? It is possible and easier than you think with Sweet Sanctuary Services. Casey, your expert organizer, doesn't just clear your clutter, she transforms your space and your energy. From removing unwanted items to using feng shui to bring balance and harmony, you'll feel lighter and more focused. Visit sweetsanctuary.biz today and make life a little sweeter.
99.7
smooth criminal.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Here it's all I
Sometimes you're better off dead. There's a gun in your hand that's pointing at your head. You think you're mad, too unstable, kicking in chairs and knocking down tables in a restaurant in a West End town. Call the police, there's a madman around, running down underground to a dive bar in a West End town.